Welcome, everybody, to the Big Picture Manatee. Today's episode is exciting. It's entitled Transparency in Local Government or Lack Thereof. I think we have the emphasis on lack thereof in this particular episode. We're going to delve into the recent challenges surrounding transparency in Manatee County government, from recent adjustments to the calendars, late entries of the agenda, lots of limitations, and sort of making the inability for citizens to actually participate in the meeting. So to get started with my colleagues here, welcome Misty and Reggie.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
All right. I'll start it off with something that while I was administrator was something that we made sure that we stuck with, and that's the county calendar adjustments, meaning there's a calendar that the board, when you guys were commissioners, you would approve the calendar once a year, which had all of the list of the meetings, regular meetings, work sessions, planning commission, land use, special workshops, council of governments. And if you were going to eventually get together with another elected body. Well, in recent months, what we've continued to observe are meetings being canceled at the last minute, without any particular reason. The elimination of, there hasn't been a Council of Governments meeting in months, maybe a year. And all of these things are happening to where the public normally gets a chance to tune in and really take a look at these things. So just keeping up with that in general is a challenge. So that's number one for me.
Yeah. And I mean, those are some really good issues. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the late entries onto the agenda. And, you know, I can't help but think back, Sherry, when you were the county administrator, because that's when I served, right? I served under you. And there were these good black and white deadlines, like, you know, the agenda always went out to the public a week ahead of time. And so in order to do that, everything had to be backtracked. You know, when the items to the agenda were required, when the county attorney reviewed them, and it just went all the way back, allowing people to write up those items and provide backup information, right? That's why you have a deadline, so that you can provide something to the public. But what we're seeing now is, you know, if the agenda does go out on a Friday for a Tuesday meeting, how many times have I seen that there are new additions that are placed on over the weekend or on Monday, or even sometimes after 5 o'clock on Monday for a Tuesday meeting? And then if you happen to see it and you go and click on the agenda item, there's not any backup information. So yeah, those late entries are not cool. And why? Because the community doesn't know about them then. And it's got to be really hard on the staff, I imagine. And I don't want to go as far as to say that maybe that's a strategy that intentionally is in place to keep everything not as much information out there. I certainly hope that's not the case. But I do wish we could get back to relying on when agenda is done and sent out, that's the agenda. Unless there's some minor little piece of paper that needed to be added to an item. What do you think, Reggie?
Well, I'm just listening and being there, I'm appalled at where we are right now for us to even have these particular things that are not accessible to the public, as far as, you know, limitations on public comments. I mean, you got to be kidding me if you're not going to allow the public to have a voice. The people that voted for us, the people that voted for them, expect to be heard. They want their voice to be active in the decision-making process. That's a part of the democratic process, making sure that we, the people, have a voice. And all of a sudden, now we have these limitations and there's no access during the government meetings. I am in a situation where I can't believe some of this. Now, what can we do in order for us to have a more inclusive approach or get the individuals, our policymakers, you know, to understand, turn the light on, not off. And what I mean by that, don't put the community, don't put the public in the dark. Turn the light on. Allow them to have a voice. Put them in a situation that they can be actively engaged, and you should want to hear from them. You should want to listen to their concerns and their complaints. That makes it a stronger performance on your behalf, if you ask me. So that's my position on that.
Yeah, I mean, I have lots I could say. I don't know. What do you say? What do you think, Sherry?
Well, I agree. I mean, I think that it's hard enough. It's hard enough as a commissioner and staff to know where to be, when to be there, and what time to be there. To assume that the public has time to follow each little twist and turn around and miss their opportunity and not be able to have an opportunity. And even then, with what you said, Reggie, too, is I've noticed when an agenda item does come up, there's no presentation. There's no discussion. It's already a done deal, or it's assumed whomever's in charge, you know, previous chairperson, do we need a presentation? Everybody sits there with a blank look on their face and goes, no. Well, staff has sat there and prepared a presentation, not just for the dais, but for the public as well. That's basically gone away. There's no information, like you said, Misty, not very much information on an agenda item, and clearly not much information for the public to absorb.
Yeah, that needs to change. You know, government in the sunshine, that's a Florida high standard, and it's important. And I remember arguing with people when I was a county commissioner, just a few people who said, I don't like the government in the sunshine because you can never talk about anything you want to talk about. Well, we have that in place for good reasons, because everything should be talked about when everybody else can participate. And like you said, Reggie, I mean, we are stronger when we have more voices and more opinions out there to come to conclusions. There's not any one person who knows everything perfectly. So we need the public to engage. It's the public's money. This is the public's government.
I just would like for the individuals to reverse the issue. If they wanted to be engaged, or they wanted to be informed, or they wanted their voice to be heard about the topic, about a topic, and the individuals that they have supported and voted for to be put in would not allow them to have a voice, would not allow them to be engaged. It's unfortunate, but we can do better. Turn the light on. That's my point. Turn the light on.
Well, and with that, though, for both of you guys, because, I mean, the social media has become such a part of the meetings. I mean, it's become a big part of everyone's lives. Many people do use it differently, but a lot of people, that's how they communicate. And, you know, recently, the county just basically said, we're not accepting any more comments. It's all going to be pushed out and nothing's going to be brought in. And so, you know, I just wonder, in, you know, how you guys feel about that, knowing that you probably had a lot of constituents telling you through various means of social media how they felt about certain topics. But now you can't do that.
You know, that's a big mistake on their part. And I think they're going to regret it, because as hard as it is sometimes to receive criticism, and let me tell you, I had my share every single day on social media. I had people telling me why I was wrong and attacking me, but I want to be able to respond to them and have a conversation. And maybe even I'm going to learn something from them that I didn't know before. And most of all, for a county government to allow that dialogue back and forth, again, that, like you guys have said, the people feel heard. And it's an opportunity that everyone deserves as a member of Manatee County. And to just push out the news that they want to be heard is nothing more than a PR firm. And we don't need that. We need, the public is in charge here. We need the public to have a voice.
I'm stuck on the golden rule. Do unto others you want to be done. And I'm thinking of one of my constituents that were elderly, that the only way that they had access or had the ability to comment was the ability to call in because they could not come down. From what I understand, that's no longer accessible to the community. And she always brought information, you know, that was not only interesting and informing, but it was accurate. And I think a lot of times we have these blinders on and we put these roadblocks up as though we don't want to hear from anybody else. We're not doing that. That's what's going on when you're not allowing public access. But the reality of it is public access gives you different perspective. Public access gives you different viewpoints so you can make a more informed decision that will put the community in the best situation as possible. And again, just give it some thought from my point of view. How would you want things to be done if you were on the other side?
Right. All right. Well, kind of recapping then, I think what I'm hearing from our group here is that you're getting people telling you there's a big difference. And number one, they'd love to be able to see the reinstatement of social media comments to be added because many of them are positive. They're not just negative, they're both. And like you're saying, there's a perspective. Also, back at the meetings to have more access, reinstate the phone call-in so that some of the especially our elderly or folks that don't have transportation to come down to the meeting can actually provide. It's 3 minutes. It's 3 minutes, everybody. What's the big deal? Just listen to it. Also, Missy, you mentioned the late entries to the agenda and the detail and giving people time to read those. Why can't we land back on getting a more efficient schedule of that? So, I mean, all these things we've been hearing for months now from our viewers that that transparency is just gone to hell in a handbag, let's put it that way, and we want it back. Anything else you guys want to bring forward on this particular topic before we close out today?
I got something quick. You know, it occurred to me that I think one of the problems is I wish that the structure could go back to the way it used to be and should be, and that is that the elected officials set the policy. The county administrator runs the day-to-day operations of the county. Mm-hmm. And the professional staff tells you the facts about a project, about an item, and gives you all the information. So the elected officials can make a decision that's informed after they hear from the public, after they hear from the staff, and everybody's in their own position. But instead, what I see is that those lines have gotten really blurred. The public has been cut out, and then you have the county administrator and even the staff and the, you know, the leadership at the county and the elected officials all kind of working together on what they feel should happen. And it shouldn't be that way. You've got to have some separation. Everybody needs to do their own job so that the best decision can be produced.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to continue again. We're going to keep bringing these things up because people bring these up to us. It's what people are telling you. Cause when you're still out there, once a commissioner, always a commissioner. That never goes away. Even though sometimes we use the word former, you still have that commissioner title there. So people are telling you that. So, you know, as we work around all of these changes and we observe our things getting clearer, our the citizens being pulled back into being able to provide their comments, I think it's important for everybody to know, as a commissioner, you still get to make your vote. You're the one who votes. It doesn't matter. Nobody can force you to vote one way or another. You're still going to make your vote. And so, you know, that's important. That never changed. It's just how do people understand why you're making a vote a certain way or not? A lot of times that's in what they hear. That's the comments. That's the background of the actual agenda item that it allows them to understand why you might take a position that's different than them, which you're more than entitled to do. So, all right, everyone stay informed. This is an important topic. We keep hearing about it. You're talking about it. We're sending your message forward that you want to be more involved. Stay with us, stay engaged, and connect with us on social media.
That's right. And don't forget, we are now available as a podcast on most of the major podcast platforms.
Great.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.